Alex and Allison Gray discuss with us what COSM is all about.
COSM, or Chapel of Sacred Mirrors, is based on a vision that Allison and I had back in 1985 when we saw a chapel in our imaginations, both simultaneously we saw this, and it was housing a collection of art that Allison had inspired and named, called the Sacred Mirrors. This is the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors, and it housed this collection of paintings. And it gave our lives a kind of mission to create a new kind of sacred space that would acknowledge the all of the wisdom traditions, create a kind of a universal worship space.
In 1996, we became a nonprofit organization. In 2008, we became a church. And now we are 65 miles north of Manhattan, where we have a beautiful wooded land that you can walk through the wisdom trails and come to our events. And many, many people come to full moon ceremonies. We have an unbroken chain of 8 years of full moon ceremonies, equinox ceremonies, solstice ceremonies, and Halloween and New Year's celebrations.
Alex discusses the beginnings of COSM.
Our organization had 5 years in the Chelsea Gallery and Club District, and it was our first incarnation of the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. It was attended by tens of thousands of people, and we found that there was a kind of growing interest in creativity and spirituality. A lot of the artists that came there felt like that spirituality was a taboo subject in the galleries, but they felt a comfort level and of feelings of positivity and warmth and love coming to the chapel, because they could talk about subjects that were dear to their hearts. And as the rest of the world seemed to descend into economic and political chaos and polarization, people started coming to the chapel and finding camaraderie and a community.
Alex Gray continues, giving us some understanding of this sacred art form.
And so we feel that this is what all sacred art has always been part of, and also that all religions have sacred art of one kind or another, from story to music, sculpture, painting, architecture. And so we find art is kind of the trans-denominational element that actually unites all the different wisdom traditions. And so our focus is on creativity as spiritual practice. And in that way, we feel united with all the wisdom traditions and going back to the most ancient works of art.
A magnificent new temple is being planned based on a sacred art type of design using modern technology.
And now we're about to build Entheon. Entheon means a place to discover God within, and it will be our first temple. It'll be a visionary art temple, and we're going to use a 1882 carriage house and turn it into a visionary
art temple.
This is an amazing and beautiful place just to experience what we've been hearing about. If you come here for art church, bring your art supplies. And if you come for a full moon festival, be prepared to dance. Jim Crevo, the uncritical critic.